WFMS Fishers Indianapolis, a Cumulus station powered by Nash, country for life. Welcome to a Friends and Neighbors Sunday morning on 95.5 WFMS.
And good Sunday morning to you. Thanks so much for stopping by the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Program. It's powered by the Boy Scouts. And again, another Sunday, another opportunity to speak with somebody who's doing wonderful things in the community. You know, all the right things for all the right reasons. And today, we've got Greg Scott with us today, a volunteer, and he's here representing Semper Fi and the Fisher House. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by. Surely appreciate it. We've got some stuff to cover, so let's jump right in. I said you were a volunteer, and you're here representing Semper Fi Fund and the Fisher House. Let's talk with the Semper Fi Fund. What exactly is that, Greg?
Well, the Semper Fi Fund basically provides immediate financial assistance and lifetime support to post-9/11 wounded, critically ill, and injured members of all branches of the United States Armed Forces and their families. They focus on ensuring that the resources will be available during the recovery and transition back into the civilian life for those in need. You know, for more information about the Semper Fi Fund, you can go to www.semperfifund.org.
Okay, and you said this has been around since you said post-9/11?
Post-9/11. It was actually started by a group of military U.S. Marine wives, and they saw a need coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and Desert Storm to start this organization. Great organization, does many great things with our military and their families.
Okay, absolutely. You said it's all branches of the military, correct?
That is correct. They service all military or the branches. Any military family out there needing financial support, any type of service, they're a great organization to get in contact with.
Okay, and how would someone get in touch with the Semper Fi Fund? Or say, you know, I have a son that's back and he's spending some time possibly in the hospital and we need a little financial assistance to possibly go visit him or stuff like that. Is that what they kind of do?
Yeah, they do. And again, it's a lot of financial support too.
Okay.
So there's an application there that one would need to fill out and go on there, or they can actually call Semper Fi Fund directly.
Okay, and again, the website to get in touch with them?
www.semperfifund.org.
And again, that's all branches of the military. Let's talk about the Fisher House a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
And the Fisher House is, where's it located, first of all?
The Fisher House is located out in Maryland, where Semper Fi is located out in California.
Uh-huh.
And the Fisher House Foundation is a network of over 60, basically, comfort homes where military and veterans can stay at no extra cost with a loved one who is receiving treatment. They're basically located at major military and VA medical centers nationwide, and they have basically up to 21 suites with private bedrooms, baths, a common kitchen area, laundry facilities, a dining room, and a living room for guests to share. They basically ensure that there is never a lodging fee while our wounded heroes are receiving treatment.
Too cool. And now the Fisher House, it's been around a while. What did I see online? Yeah. Maybe more than 25 years
it's been going? It started in 1990, and the program has served some 250,000 military and veteran families and an estimated $282 million in out-of-pocket cost for lodging and transportation, and basically has offered over 5.5 million days of lodging free of charge.
Too cool. Yeah, very nice. And if I'm someone who wants more information on the Fisher House or how I could possibly help out my family or this and that, where would I go for more information on that?
www.fisherhouse.org.
And Greg, both the Semper Fi Fund and the Fisher House organizations, they're top-rated charities, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. They're both top-rated. You can go out to like the Charity Watch or Charity Navigator. They are top-rated, and to be top-rated, you have to give back over 90% of all funds raised to our military heroes. So they are just top-notch organizations.
So pretty much what that means is the money you're donating is going to these two causes, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. You write the checks directly to Semper Fi Fund or the Fisher House Foundation. No expenses are going to be taken out you know, of the money that's being donated at our event.
And we had a fundraiser coming up here in August that you wanted to talk about a little bit and plug, correct?
Yes, sir. It's our, you know, when Ryan became an officer in the United States Marines.
Wait. Ryan, you mentioned Orion. Who's Ryan?
Oh, I'm sorry. Our son, Ryan.
Okay. And tell us about him.
Yep. He's been in the Marines for about 10 or 11 years. He's a major in the Marines.
Good for him.
He served approximately 3 years in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
So he has seen firsthand these organizations. Matter of fact, he's had some of his Marines go through these organizations.
Very cool.
And so that's the reason that we chose both of these great organizations. We had always done the military care packages in the past, mm-hmm. as a family. We got a great network of friends who have supported that over the years. And through Ryan's suggestion, we decided to try and do this golf outing, this golf scramble and fundraiser to benefit these two great organizations.
Okay. And the date on that?
Yeah, the date is August 26th. It's at Twin Bridges Golf Club in Danville, Indiana.
Danville. I've been out there a time or two in the Friends and Neighbors van. Yep. Sure,
absolutely.
Twin Bridges. Nice course out
Very
there.
Very nice course.
Again, August 26th. And tell us about what all's going on that day, because it's so much more than just a golf scramble. Now, first of all, let's talk about golfing.
Yes, golf will be a Florida scramble.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 120 golfers, hopefully.
Still
Great. Looking for golfers. We're also serving lunch that day.
Okay, stop. You're looking for golfers. Say I'm listening this morning, Greg, and I'm a golfer and I want to get involved. How do I go about doing that?
You can reach me on my cell phone at 317-696-1312 or via email at gescott-associates@att.net. And we're looking for golfers.
Okay. So, again, if you're a golfer, you want to help out the Semper Fi Fund or the Fisher House, August 26th is the date. Again, you can give Greg, you can call him directly at 317-696-1312 or email him at gescott-associates@att.net. What else is happening that day? You got a lot going on the
26th. We do have a lot going on. It's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lunch that we're serving. After lunch, we'll go out and play some golf. And after golf...
So what time does the golfing actually kick off? About 1 or so?
The golf starts at 12:30. Registration is from 11 to 12. Lunch is from 11 to 12. And we'll kick the golf off at 12:30.
Are walk-ins welcome? Probably better idea to get pre-registered.
Yeah,
make sure you ensure your spot.
Right.
But if there are spots available, could golfers come up that day and say, hey, I decided to come out and play. It's a pretty nice day. I didn't think I'd have today off, but I do, and I want to help out. So is that an option for them?
Yeah, that would be an option as long as we're not full. We
Correct.
Are going to
yeah.
cut it off at 144 golfers. We're
okay.
well short of that right now. So there could be some opportunities, but we'd prefer that you sign up in advance. So mainly because of the dinner after golf, we're going to have dinner, and we have to turn that in no later than the number no later than a week prior to the event.
Okay.
And then after the dinner, we'll have the silent auction also.
Okay.
But one thing neat about this event is that the Scott family is going to recognize all veterans in attendance and all current military personnel in attendance. They all will receive a special gift at the event. So it's just a way to recognize, get out there and recognize our veterans and say thank you.
And applaud them. Heck yeah. No, sounds great. How about let's say, Greg, we're speaking with Greg Scott. He's a volunteer, and he's here today representing the Semper Fi Fund and the Fisher House, and we are talking about the Wounded Hero Golf Scramble Lunch Dinner Awards Banquet and Silent Auction coming up August 26th at Twin Bridges Golf Club. But say I'm listening this morning and I can't make it. I know I've got plans, or say I'm out of town. But I want to support both organizations. Is there a way to possibly donate online? Or
yes.
How would I go about doing that?
Yep, absolutely. You can donate online to either one of the organizations. Just reference the 2016 Wounded Hero Golf Scramble so we can try to meet our goal. We've got a very lofty goal out there for a first-time event of $35,000. One thing I would like to say is that your donation is the 100% deductible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a donation. Both these organizations are 501c3 organizations. And the Scott family is paying for all the expenses. So basically, make a donation, come out and enjoy the day.
Sounds like a good time, sure. And again, speaking with Greg Scott, a couple great funds for, again, military personnel and their families. If you're not aware of them, check them out today if you can. Again, it's www.SimplifyFund.org. And then for the Fisher House, it's www.FisherHouse.org. Check those out. And again, the event we've got coming up on August 26th at Twin Bridges Golf Club. We've got the golf outing, the Wounded Hero Golf Scramble. There'll be lunch, dinner, awards, banquet, and silent auction. And again, Greg, if you would repeat your phone number one more time, if you're interested in participating or maybe getting a foursome involved there, just need to give Greg a call.
Sponsorships.
We're looking for corporate sponsorships. Just need to call Greg. And what's that number again, Greg?
317-696-1312 or via email at GEScott-associates@att.net.
Okay, again, that phone number, Greg Scott. You can call him directly if you're interested in helping out for the Wounded Hero Golf Scrambles coming up August 26th. So it's right around the corner at Twin Bridges Golf Club to help out those two organizations, the Semper Fi Fund and the Fisher House. Greg's number again is 317-696-1312, or you can get him via email, GEScott-associates@att.net, correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay.
One of the things that, you know, when we set out to do this, we really, I call it, you know, before Ryan left to go to Iraq that first time, I'm not sure I had a true appreciation of the military and their families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then after he left and spent approximately 3 years over there, you gain a whole new appreciation and what our military men and women go through, and also their families. So when we set this out for our first event, we want to first recognize and honor all of our wounded heroes and our veterans. And then we wanted to bring awareness to the Fisher House Foundation and the Semper Fi Fund, and then also raise funds for those organizations. But last, we also want to have a lot of good fun and a lot of good fellowship.
Sure, and that's exactly what we're trying to do today, Greg, and thank you so much for stopping in. We wanted to raise awareness for the Semper Fi Fund and the Fisher House, and if you are a military family or if you have a military personnel coming home and you think you might need some assistance, make sure you check out those websites. And Greg, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. It was a pleasure meeting you, pleasure chatting with you. You keep up the good work, and you have a big day on August 26th, okay?
Thank you, sir, and thanks to you and WFMS. Greatly appreciated.
You're listening to the 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you, or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program. We're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.
And good morning to you. Thank you so much for stopping by the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show, powered by the Boy Scouts, where each Sunday, week after week, we get to talk to some individuals who are with some great organizations, definitely making a difference in our community. And also, we're very fortunate because each quarter, we get the opportunity to feature an Eagle Scout. It's our Eagle Scout of the quarter. And today, we're going to be chatting with Nick Bale and his dad, Brian, in the studio today. Fellas, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Okay.
Hello there.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go ahead and get started, Nick. What I like to do is just let people get to know you and who you are. First of all, where are you from? Did you grow up in this area?
I did. Fishers, Indiana. Was here all my life. Started as a Tiger Cub and all the way to Eagle.
Okay, yeah. We're gonna talk about your journey a little bit more. How about school? What high school did you go to up there?
HSC High School. HSC High School.
That's Hamilton Southeastern, correct?
Yes.
Southeastern, okay, yeah. All right. Very good. And what troop are you from?
Troop 109 out of the Fishers United Methodist Church.
And again, with this, help me through it. And
okay.
A lot of our listeners today might not be familiar with the scouting lingo and how you say things. So if I chat or if I seem confused, I'm confused. So
right.
Help me out, okay? So let's start at the beginning. You said you started out in scouting. How old were you when you got started?
I was very young, probably first grade. And that was when I started with Tiger Cubs.
Okay, Tiger Cubs, first grade. And how old are you now?
I am 16.
You're 16 years old. Okay. So you started out as a Tiger Cub or Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger Cub.
Tiger Cub. Okay,
yes.
Very good. I got it right. What kind of sparked your interest or what what turned you that direction? Was it a friend involved in scouting, or was it a leader came in? Did somebody come by the school and show you stuff, or what kind of got you going?
Honestly, it was my dad who got me interested in scouting. He was, of course, the first one there to get me into scouting, and then it was just all my friends that we just wanted to keep on going with scouting. And meeting all these new friends was awesome because you see people going to different schools, but then you can meet them up with scouts, which is really cool.
Okay, and Brian, you were the scout leader, correct?
Yeah, I was the den leader from Tiger Cub, den 2 and Pack 122. That's out of Ball Creek Elementary School.
Okay, and did you work with Nick throughout his entire journey here as to be now an Eagle Scout?
Mainly. I was the den leader. We have good support from the pack, which is made up of multiple dens. Yeah, we had about eight scouts in my den, and it was a great time. Just doing different journeys and belt loops and
patches, definitely,
and such. Monster Jam.
Okay, and now we're 16 now, mm-hmm. and we're an Eagle Scout. How does that level go?
It goes tiger, and then wolf, and then bear, and then we below one, we below two, and then this is the end of Cub Scouts, and then you cross over into Boy Scouts, and it starts with tenderfoot, second class, first class, star, life, and then eagle.
Okay, so yeah, it's quite some time, and yes. It's my understanding that you, along the way, in all those facets, whichever one it is, mm-hmm. you collect merit badges, right?
Yes.
Now, tell me what a merit badge is.
Merit badges is a great way to figure out what you want to do in life. You have to have merit badges, of course, to get Eagle, to get Life, to get Star, all these things. But the main reason for merit badges is to find out what you like to do in life. It's a great way to find that interest or that hobby that you love doing every day.
Okay, and now you brought a case in, too. This is quite a display. We're radio, so there's no way to really describe it, but it's a, oh, gosh, pretty big case here with several. Now, are these some of the merit badges inside there? Or?
We have belt loops and many patches in this case here.
Okay, belt loops. What's a belt loop?
For Cub Scouts,
okay.
Belt loop ranges from, like, bowling, frisbee. There's, what's another one? Basketball. There's really, like, the sports.
I see. Okay.
Activities that you can do with all of these belt loops. And that's sort of the Cub Scout merit badge. And that's what you get.
I get it. Yes. Okay. So what you do is you go partake in these activities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it really gives you quite a rounded thing of different activities, things that are going on
yes.
as a scout or as a young man growing up mm-hmm. that can really spark your interest. So now I get it. You said, hey, this will kind of you'll figure out what you want to be when you get what you want to do when you get older. Boy, that really gives you a lot, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Okay, and what are patches? Same deal?
You get patches from going places. Like, for example, Monster Jam, they'll give you a patch every single year, and it says Monster Jam 2016. It's really cool. So they have, like, popcorn sales. They have Indy 500. What's another one? There's Wolf, Tiger. There's all these patches for each one. 100 Years of Scouting, there's one in there also, which is really cool. So you go many places and get patches.
I see. Okay, it's all making sense, man. It's becoming very clear to me now. And a merit badge, you say you earn that by, mm-hmm. by doing things. And these are also merit badges for the different levels as
yes.
you're coming up.
Yeah.
And you said that you had
52
on your sashes?
Yes,
okay,
sash.
Very good.
Yeah.
So 52 merit badges. Of all those, Nick, which one are you most proud of, or which one really stands out as, wow, this was really worth it, and this one really meant a lot to me? And I know it's probably tough to pinpoint it, but can you think of one?
You know, I'd probably have to say cooking. It got me ready because it taught me, you know, how do I cook? You know, I'm just a kid, you know, I just learned that later. But it's awesome because it teaches you, okay, I got to use these utensils, I got to use this type of stuff to do cooking, and it taught me how I can. So I need this later in life, right? I need to know how to cook after college, right? That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And that's cooking is an Eagle required merit badge, so you have to take it to get Eagle. And I'm glad that they made it Eagle required because people need to know how to cook, right?
Right.
Right. That's the most important fun part is cooking outdoors over the fire.
See, I was going to ask, is it outdoors, indoors, combination of probably the two, isn't it? Okay. All right. So what's your favorite thing to cook indoors?
I love cooking meatloaf.
Meatloaf? Meatloaf for all your favorite? Yes. Okay. And then how about outdoors?
Ooh, Dutch ovens.
Dutch ovens.
So, yeah, so you have this big iron pot. You can put a wrapping in it, and then you can make anything in a Dutch oven. It's like dessert, you can make cobbler, which is amazing if you make it right. You can make pizza. You can make almost anything in a Dutch oven. That's awesome.
Okay, again, we're speaking with Nick Bale. He's our Eagle Scout of the quarter. Came in today to chat with us a little bit about his scouting experiences. And Nick, to become an Eagle Scout, you needed, we mentioned, 21 merit badges.
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, what's it called? A project? You need an Eagle Scout project or something. And define that. What is an Eagle Scout project?
An Eagle Scout project, you have to show leadership. And you show leadership by directing your volunteers that come with you. What do I need to get done? You direct these all that your volunteers go, okay, this needs to be done right here. So either dig a hole, you can nail some wood together, make a bench, and that would be, it all shows. Comes together. Yeah, shows you.
Yeah, no, I see where you're going. And let's talk about your project, because then you can give us some direct examples of how you did that leadership. What was your project?
My project was at the Indiana Transportation Museum in Noblesville State Park, right?
In Forest.
Forest Park. Noblesville Forest Park.
And you know right where you're talking. I've been there a time or two.
The museum entrance, it was sort of run down. The park was like, all right, so it's sort of old. The sign was old rotten wood. It needed the flowers and the weeds that just needed to be organized. So my project was to redesign the front entrance. So I designed it with a stone column sign, so it looks very, very nice. I redesigned the flower bed, so I took out all the weeds, planted new flowers that we needed to. I laid down mulch around the flowers. I also made a gravel road, so I relayed gravel because I needed new gravel, and then railroad ties that lined the road that keep the flower bed off to the side.
Tell me about your volunteers. Now, who volunteered or who helped you with that?
Anybody can volunteer for an Eagle Scout project. Uh-huh. It's mainly your friends in the troop, of course, that come over because you're like, oh, come and help me with my Eagle Scout project. But you can also reach out to other friends in school. They might not be in scouting, but they can definitely help. And then you can also have the adult leaders who would also love to help also.
I see. And then you just kind of oversee it. You make it happen, right?
Yes. I can pick up a shovel, but I don't have to. So they want you to tell them what they need to do.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And I've talked with several Eagle Scouts. Mm-hmm. And again, yours kind of a beautification, an upgrade there for that museum.
Yes.
I've talked to, some gentlemen. They did the same thing in a cemetery. Beautified that, got that up to par a little bit. Another young man, thought it was pretty neat. He had a spaghetti dinner, actually had the WFMS Friends and Neighbors van out for that to try to promote it for him. But what he did with the proceeds from that, he then bought like little kits for the homeless to help them out. So a lot of great ideas. And did you help out with any of your buddies' projects?
Did
you help them get it done? What'd they have you do, Nick?
One of my friends was to build a shed for an animal shelter. And they said, all right, we need these beams here. Please lay them out right like this and nail a couple nails right there. And then we make the frame. And then we will eventually put wood around it. Then we need to make the ground level here. So put some gravel here. So it's all step by step. What does need to be done? And that's how it works. So,
I see. And with your project, Nick, what did you learn about leadership? Or what did that kind of teach you about, you know, a project of that magnitude and getting it done?
You need to have good communication skills.
Bingo, baby. Nice answer. I love it. Sure.
If you don't have communication skills, they're like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm. Right? I can't tell you how many times people come up. It's like, well, nobody's talking. Nobody knows what's going on. So that leadership value is very good. Again, we're speaking with Nick Bale. He's our Eagle Scout of the quarter here on the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. And Nick, what? Now that you're an Eagle Scout and still in high school, right?
Yes. Yep.
Do you have any future plans?
I do. I hope to become the SPL, the Senior Patrol Leader of the troop, and I hope to go on more high adventures.
Uh-huh.
So these high adventures include the summit, they include the Florida Sea Base outing, Phil Mont would go to New Mexico and hike a lot. And I hope to do these really cool adventures because when you're Eagle Scout, you're like, all right, I'm done working for myself. I need to help others, right? And you can help others with their Eagle their Eagle project and their Scout skills, and you can go have fun to these amazing places. And it's so fun doing – you can travel the U.S. You go to Florida, New Mexico, all the way to New York. I mean, it's awesome.
So senior patrol leader.
Yes.
Is that for a group, a den, so to speak, or
– That's the whole troop.
Okay.
The whole troop. You're basically the Boy Scout leader of the troop.
And that leads me right to my next question because I was going to say, you know, how do you see yourself giving back to scouting in the future? And right away, there's a perfect example,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
How about on down the road even further? Do you see yourself doing like your dad Brian did and getting a den and giving those young men that opportunity to experience all those different things? Do you see that in the future?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, I would want to become a junior assistant scoutmaster within my troop right now, and I can do that once I turn 18. And then once I have a family, awesome. I hope to become a den leader, and hopefully my boy would go up to be Eagle also.
Right. So. Correct. I was going to ask you about that, too, if you had a young one in the future, which is a very good possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, you would also encourage him to get involved
of
in
course.
Scouting and
I
be a part
would.
Of us as well. So, okay. Nick, thank you so much for coming in. Before I let you go, though, I want you to kind of elaborate here and tell me, just real quick, and the folks listening, what are some of the best experiences or memories of scouting that you have? What are some of the funnest things that you did? Just two or three off the top of your head, if you could.
So I went to this place called Florida Sea Base, and we got to fly down to Florida, which was awesome, beautiful scenery and everything. And this high adventure was going a 5.5-mile canoe trip to one of the Florida Keys. And on this island, you get to stay a week. You bring your food, you bring your water, you bring your supplies, all in that canoe. And you just take a week and you live on an island, basically.
Very cool. Now, you're saying the Florida Keys in a canoe, and I'm thinking alligators. Did you see any while you were down there?
Well, we went to a zoo, and that's where all the alligators were.
Okay. Because so I just heard a rumor. I don't know if it was a rumor or what, but alligators won't go with a sandy bottom or something.
Hmm.
They stay with something else, the marshes and stuff. So I
There's
don't know.
Again,
and if you're listening this morning, don't hold that to me. Don't go in the water if there's an alligator. But that sounds great. Give me another example.
There's another place called The Summit.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
That was in West Virginia. And this is this had the World Jamboree a couple years running. This is amazing place. You can go whitewater rafting, mountain biking, guns, archery. Zip line. They had this huge zip line going over a lake, and that is so much fun.
It sounds like a blast, man. Yeah. It sounds like a good time. It sounds like you had quite an experience on your journey. And your journey's not over yet, right? I don't know if it'll ever end, to be honest with you, because, you know, even as you get older, it sounds like you want to continue giving back. Again, our guest this morning, Nick Bale. He's our Eagle Scout of the Quarter. And if you're interested in possibly getting, your children involved with scouting, or if you have some neighbor kids, grandkids possibly, just check out the website at www.crossroadsbsa.org. There's all kinds of information there. Or if you ever see me out and about, the WFMS Friends and Neighbors fan, I have all the info as well to get involved with scouting. So, Nick, Brian, thank you again for stopping by this morning. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you both.
Pleasure meeting you, too.
Thank you very much.
And, Nick, keep up the great work, my friend. I know there's great things from you on the way, my bud.
Thank you.
The 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you, or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program. We're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.